We're doing the laws of Lashon Hara, Vimavar, V'Rgil al Chavero. We're at the end of the second chapter of the laws of Rechilut. If someone made a mistake, he went and he spoke negatively about his friend, and he went to other people and spoke about his friend, and then he comes to repent over what he's done wrong, Ein lo takana, so then he has no way out. Unless a person asks his forgiveness and appeases him. Two components. One is he goes to his friend and he asks forgiveness and he appeases him. And after a person repents, ben adam l'chavero, so then he also has to repent towards Hashem. Because every mitzvah that's between us and our fellow man also has a component between us and Hashem. Every commandment, ben adam l'chavero, has dual components. Number one, between us and our fellow man. Number two, between us and Hashem. So if a person transgressed his fellow man, he has to do tshuva towards his fellow man. He also has to do tshuva to Hashem. Mechol patei dinah v'kmo b'lashon hara. The rest of the details are just like we discussed in the laws of Lashon Hara in the earlier section of the book. So Chafetz Chaim says you have to go and ask a person forgiveness. But earlier we learned that sometimes by asking forgiveness, you can really hurt the person's feelings. I want to ask forgiveness. Really? What do you want to ask forgiveness for? Well, we were having this conversation, and I said that I think you're a dunce. Oh, I really want to ask your forgiveness, because I didn't stop with that. As we were talking, I said, I really wouldn't trust you. I really want to ask your forgiveness, because they asked me about you for a shidduch, and I said, I wouldn't let my daughter marry you. Do you forgive me? Right? So sometimes when we ask forgiveness, we can actually hurt the other person's feelings tremendously. But I really want your forgiveness. I feel bad I said it. Okay, so that doesn't allow me to go and hurt someone's feelings. So even in asking forgiveness, we have to think, am I really being kind to the other person in my request? And that's something that the Chafetz Chaim discussed in the earlier section of the book of Tshuva on Lashon Hara. That sometimes in the act of asking for forgiveness, a person can really hurt someone else's feelings, and then they wouldn't be able to do it. Then they're stuck. They can't really. We're not allowed to hurt someone's feelings just because we want their forgiveness. That's not permissible. So yes, the Chafetz Chaim over here writes that is a component: asking forgiveness, appeasing him, and then doing tshuva to Hashem. However, the first component of asking forgiveness has to be gauged, because you can't trample on someone's feelings just because we want to ask them forgiveness. We're going to